Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm glad you're here with us on another episode of the Amber May Show. Today, I am talking to the guy behind the Commander's Artist. He's a friend of General Flynn, and I thought I would have him on to demonstrate what he does, to show us what he exactly does. I mean, it's phenomenal, the things he comes up with. And then we're going to talk about precinct strategy. Why we should be a precinct committeeman, what is the point of that, and what is it exactly? So we're going to talk about that on today's episode, so I hope you really enjoyed today. Stay tuned for that. But before I let you go, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. That's very helpful. And then visit me at theambermayshow.com. That's super helpful. Hey, I want to help you burn fat and get anti-wrinkles at the same time. And an easy way to do that is going to timelesspack.com, use promo code AMBERMAY, or it's one word, or you can go to ambermay.myfinity.com and get all the weight loss products right now. Summer's around the corner. We need to get looking good, but there's a 2-for-1 with the Timeless Pack, because you get this beautiful oil that you could put on your face at night. You put your nighttime routine on, and then it takes care of any kind of skin issues, sun damage, maybe possibly sun damage. I'm examining that, but wrinkles, scarring, things like that, you can put that on your face, but then use it as a fat blocker. It's amazing. You put some drops in your mouth before you eat something and it blocks fat. It's like incredible. So you can go to thetimelesspack.com, use promo code AMBERMAY, or go to AMBERMAY.myfinity.com. Links are always in the description. Always, always, always. So today we're talking about the Commander's Artist. Check him out at thecommandersartist.com. Use promo code AMBER and save some money. You should support a veteran. He's a veteran. So you can support a veteran if you go and purchase from him. Okay, that's coming up all in more on the Amber May Show. So when I'm walking around my house, I always wear slippers. It's just what I do. And in the wintertime, it's especially needed because it's super cold. And I don't know about you, but bare feet on cold floor just isn't my groove. So let me show you what I do on a regular basis. Okay, so I always buy myself slippers every single Christmas. It's just what I do. And so I got these MyPillow slippers, and they are super comfortable. I am not going anywhere else. First, from now on, I'm going to get all my slippers from MyPillow.com/Amber. And you can save right now, get the lowest price on slippers and save 40% right now. So you can get yourself some if you want something for Christmas, or you have someone in your family that you want to buy for. So make sure you go to MyPillow.com/Amber. Use promo code AMBER, save up to 66% off, and get these slippers at the lowest price ever. They're super comfortable. Super comfortable. In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that, is go to theambermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theambermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. Well, welcome to the show. So glad you're here. Like I told you, we have a friend of General Flynn's, and he's the artist behind the Commander's Artist. He's also precinct committeeman, just like me. And I'm talking to Mike Marconi.
Marone. Yeah.
Mike Marconi, like that very Italian Mike
There you go.
Marconi.
There you
And
go.
I mean, you're such a cool guy. When we met in San Diego at the Reawaken Tour, we just became instant friends, and I had to have you on the show. For one, I love your artwork. It's
Oh,
beautiful,
good. Thank you.
gorgeous.
Let me get this down.
You're very talented. I'm kind of jealous about because I don't have the ability to make any kind of art whatsoever. Stick figures is about all I can do. So anyone who can create something like that, it really has my attention because I don't have
Here.
that ability.
Well, look, this is my here. I'm going to draw something for you
Were you
real quick.
always like, did you always like drawing and coloring and creating art since you were a child, or is this something?
See, this is how I draw.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's how I started.
Oh, but that's not how you are now, because look at that Eric
No.
Trump sign. You
Yeah.
made this beautiful, like it's hard to
Yeah. Let's
see in
see if
the
I can
camera.
show.
Yes.
I can try
This is
to.
part of your artwork right now. That's
Right.
Eric Trump looking like he's from the Revolutionary. Oh my gosh, this stuff's so good.
I don't know if you saw that far one over there, but there's
Yeah,
another one.
I love that. I love it.
Oh, and then I got Trump on the busts I had made, statues. I don't know
You
if
had
you could see them.
statues too?
Yeah,
Wow.
I gave them as gifts to Sidney, General Flynn, and Donald Trump, but I don't think he got his yet.
Have you met
See, it's up
Donald Trump
there.
yet? Have you met
No,
him?
no, no. Doug did.
Doug met Donald Trump.
Yeah, Doug
And
Billings.
we're talking about Doug Billings here for those of you
Yeah.
don't know me. I'm so lucky because at the San Diego Reawaken Tour, I got to meet Doug Billings. He was on the program. My viewers have seen that show. I feel like we became instant friends, me and Doug. And then I got to meet Mike. And little did I know, he was friends with Doug Billings as well. And I'm just like learning more and more about Mike, and he has really cool friends in his Rolodex. And I think God is so good. I was talking to your wife, Mike, at the Reawaken Tour. I think I was talking to her. I was talking to so many people, but I'm just kind of in awe of all the people that I've met, especially the ones I was following before I ever met Clay. I was following like people like Dr. Artis and Dr. Napudi
Yeah.
and Dr. Zelenko, like all these people I was following. General Flynn. I mean,
Yeah.
I never imagined in my life Mike Lindell. I watched him for
Yeah, I
decades.
met him, shook hands with him, and gave him his portrait, his patriot portrait.
That is so cool. Like, I never in my life thought I would be meeting people like this. And it's been a real great experience. God's done a lot of really cool things just because I said yes. He's like, pick up your mic. And I said, okay. I'm like, God,
Yeah,
I haven't
yeah.
had an audience in 9 years, but all right.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
because I was a radio broadcaster, I don't know if you remember me telling you that. I was a radio broadcaster in
Yes.
Phoenix, and I quit when I had my children. And so
Okay.
God's like, pick up your mic. And I'm like, huh? Who am I going to talk to? I had a really thriving show when I was, the heyday. It was all worldwide.
Right.
It was great. And so I'm like, well, obviously, I haven't broadcasted in 9 years, so who's going to listen to me? So when he
Yeah.
said that, I was just like, well, God, you're going to have to provide the audience. You're going to provide everything. And the next thing I know, I meet Clay. I meet Mike Lindell. I'm on Frank's speech. I meet you. I meet General Flynn. I mean, my world is like crazy. I feel like it's only a matter of time before you and I meet the
Yeah.
president. I feel
Yeah,
like that.
it is a matter of just a
We are
matter of
one
time.
person away from the president of the United States. I mean,
It's
we
been a
know
while.
Clay, we know Mike, we know General Flynn, they all know President
It's
Trump.
Yeah, it's timing. It's timing, you
It's all
know.
it is. It's all it is. And then Doug
Yeah.
Billings, we know Doug, who has met the president and his son. So it's only a matter of time before I
Yeah,
feel like you and I meet President Trump.
President Trump said to him, "Yeah, General Flynn says you're the next Rush Limbaugh 2.0, you know." And
He
I'm sitting there thinking,
is.
yeah, I'm sitting there going, where did he get that from?" I go, "Mike, of course, you know. I coined him the Rush 2.0." You know, and General Flynn, of course, you know, I got him on his show way back when he was first starting out. I watched his show. Actually, I was in the studio. I wasn't really watching the show. I was listening, and I said, "Man, that guy sounds like, you know, Rush 2.0. You know, he's got that kind of persona." So I contact, like I was telling you earlier, I contacted him, started talking with him and said, hey, man, is there anything I could do to help you? I really like you. You know, I like what you're saying. I like your style. You know, that golden microphone he has?
Mm-hmm.
I bought that for him. It's a gift.
That's so sweet of you.
Yeah, I want him to be like Rush. So I got him that
that's
microphone.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
So anyways, we're talking on the phone. I said, I've done a lot of art for a lot of different people. Maybe I can get someone big on your show. I mean, he goes, well, who do you have? I said, well, who do you want? And he's like, yeah, right. And I said, no, give me a name. He goes, General Flynn. I said, okay, hold on. So, you know, I had to make the call. I don't know if it was that minute or that day. It was that day, but I don't know if it was that exact minute on the call with him. But sure enough, General Flynn said, sure, Mike, I'll do it for him.
That's so cool.
And that's how it all took off for him, yeah. Which I'm so proud of him. I put a lot of effort in promoting him, and he finally made it to meet Trump. I mean, that was the golden key, right? You know, like you're reaching for that golden
key. That's right.
Like, am I ever going to see this guy? And I go, right. Doug, you're going to meet him. 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 Boom. He finally did.
I have a friend that tells me that I'm going to meet President Trump. My friend, Josh Barnett, who's running for Congress, mm-hmm. He was at Mar-a-Lago with Carrie Lake, our soon-to-be governor of Arizona. And mm-hmm. I said, did you get to see President Trump? He's like, no, he was pretty sheltered for the most part. Like, not really.
Yeah.
Like, he was in public. Like, he was speaking and stuff. But, like, I guess I'm just assuming security, you know, kind of kept him at bay, which is, I guess.
Yeah,
it's
well,
really
you
good.
Have to. You have
and he was
to.
Like, even he was with our congressman, Paul Gosar. I mean, when Josh Barnett makes it to D.C., watch out, because we'll have Paul Gosar, Josh Barnett, and Andy Biggs from Arizona that's going to tear it up, along mm-hmm. with Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all the rest of them. I mean, it's going to be amazing. And then I told my friend Josh, I said, it's cool because I know the future president of the United States. You're my friend. I just throwing it out there, you know, planting that seed because I think he'd be a great president someday, but that's just me. But anyway, well, so how did you get connected? Like, do you ever sit back and I also want to know, like, what kind of people did you have? Like, there's so many questions for you. I guess I could start out. I have so many questions.
Well,
maybe
Hollywood,
like, how did you get?
I did some Hollywood portraits for Hollywood, you know, actors in Hollywood. Robert Davi's the big one that I've done some work for. And I get a call this one afternoon. It says spam. And I go, oh, I always make jokes to my wife. I go, oh, Mr. Spam's calling again. I don't answer Mr. Spam. He drives me nuts, right? I got a nickname for everybody. So Mr. Spam calls, Mr. Risk. I get that one too. So anyways, my wife goes, I don't know. I think for some reason you should answer it. My wife's kind of intuitive like that. And I said, you sure? So I pick up the phone, I answer it. And he goes, happy birthday, Mike. And I said, who's this? He goes, this is General Flynn. I just want to call and wish you a happy birthday. And I said, yeah, right. Who the hell is this? Right. So I started arguing with him on the phone. He goes, look, to verify it was really him. He goes, when's the last time a famous Hollywood actor said happy birthday to you on Twitter? And I'm thinking, oh, Robert Davi. Oh, crap. This is really you. And he's like, yeah. And he starts laughing. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I thought it was a prank call.
Well, if General Flynn called me out of the blue to wish me a happy birthday, I'd think the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right, Mike. Okay, Mike, give it up, Mike.
Yeah. At that point, we have never met. Okay. At that point, we never met. I owe a lot to him. He's done more for me than I think I've done for him. I helped him out, and it was kind of weird. I shouldn't say weird. It's a God thing. I'm military. He's military. I got on Twitter. I really didn't know much about him, you know, other than he got fired, right? Most people don't know who General Flynn was, just some guy who lied and got fired. That's what mm-hmm. we thought. Well, I was on Twitter and I saw that he was losing his home and he had a defense fund, you know, to donate. So I think I donated, I think at the time it was $100, you know, it wasn't much.
Right.
And then my friend, I was talking to my friend Donna. Donna Leanne Gwynn, I'm giving a shout out to her. She goes, you know, I know Barbara. I go, who's Barbara? That's his sister. I go, you're kidding me. She's like, no, she's on Twitter. Why don't you text her and talk to her? And I'm like, okay. So I, you know, sent her a message, showed her some of my artwork and said, hey, is there anything I can do to help the general raise money? We can do auctions, you know, and I'll give the money to General Flynn, you know.
And by the way, speaking of auctions, your artwork, like, there's
is going
a fighting
skyrocketing.
Oh my gosh, there's a fighting match Remember in San Diego? I mean,
Yeah.
there's like a not, I mean, it gets crazy. People love
It's
your artwork and they
yeah.
love that it helps General Flynn's
Right.
nonprofit. So it's
Right. But
really great.
it's also, wait, I'll get to the story why I'm doing the art, because I wasn't doing this for anyone. It was private. It was something I have a sign business, so I was doing this to relax, you know. After you do graphics design, it's boring. So what do? You find a hobby, and that was my hobby. I was kind of playing around with painting and graphics and brought the two together, and that's what came out of it.
I love
I
it.
just happened to stumble on something no one was doing. So I kind of created my own art. So anyways, she calls me. We talk for a while. Man, I love Barbara. She's sweet as can be. So we did like, I guess, three auctions for him, raised a lot of money. And that's still at this point, I wasn't talking to Flint other than the call I got for on my birthday. Well, when finally he did text me, or we did talk, I should say not text, he did call. And it was about 9:30 at night. And he was telling me, which I was shocked. He goes, "You came along at the darkest moment in our family's life." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He said, "No one had interest anymore. No one was donating money. No one cared. And like a godsend, you come out of nowhere. You did all this for us. I didn't ask for a penny. You know, I donated everything. It's a lot of money, but I donated it." And I said, "I want," and they kept wanting to pay me. I said, don't. And I think she did finally, like, you know, send me a little money just to cover expenses. And I even told her, don't do that, but she did. I said, I'm just doing this because I want to do this. It's not about money. It's never been about money." But since then, he's been blessing me a thousandfold over. This is what blows my mind. I mean, I don't think I did that much for what I'm getting in return. Does that make sense?
But that's where God's math comes into place because, God's math is way different than human math.
But he texted me one day and said, "Mike, I'm always going to be loyal to you." And I text him back. I said, "Sir, I will always be loyal to you too." And I mean it. You know, when you say it, you got to mean it, right? And I've been since day one. And he always told me, and I don't like to bug him, but he said, "You ever need anything, Mike, you know, just let me know." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay." He goes, no. He was getting off an airplane, I think, and going to South Carolina. He goes, no. "If you ever need anything, you just let me know." And I'm like, "Okay, you know, I'm okay." But I'm glad you're thinking of me.
Yes, very nice. He's a very nice man. Very nice
I
man.
love the whole family. They're all great. All of them, you
I
know.
only have been able to
Even
meet him, so
you ever
I
met Joe, his brother?
no, just him.
Oh, Joe is a character. He's the funny guy. I think he's the one that likes to have fun. You know, he's always joking. When we were in Ohio, it was Joe. Okay, General Flynn comes down. He goes, "Mike, you got the prints?" I said, "For Eric." I'm like, because it was General Flynn's idea. He's like, "Mike, I saw
That
that."
picture that's right above your shoulder, that one.
Yeah. He goes,
I love that one.
he saw it. I already had it painted. I got Junior painted too.
Wow.
No one saw yet. I got them all set up. You know, I
As
got
in like
Baron.
the youngest son? As
Yeah, I
in,
got Baron painted,
oh, Baron.
but no
Cool.
one's seen him yet. I just do
Aw.
this. Okay, so hold on. So he comes to the booth. He goes, "Hey, man, you got the prints?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I brought four of them. Four of them." You know, he said to bring one. So I said, "Well, I'll bring four. You never know, right?" So he took them. He goes, "I don't know if he'll sign these." So he took them. The whole day goes by. Me and my wife are like, on pins and needles all day. See, General Flynn doesn't know. We're sitting there like, "He's gonna sign him? Isn't he gonna sign him? He's gonna sign him? Isn't he gonna sign him?" We're like just going nuts. And all the people around us are like, "Oh no, he's gonna sign it. He's gonna sign it." Because we got to know all the vendors around us, you know, and we're all kind of really good friends. I made a lot of friends because General Flynn said, "Mike, you should be on the road at these events with your art." I wasn't even doing that. I wasn't a vendor. I just went, enjoyed the speakers. I was just a regular person the first time I went out. And I
What was
donated
your first
money.
tour? Was that the one in Oklahoma?
No, in Vegas.
In
It was the
Vegas?
big one in Vegas, John and Amy had, I believe. And I donated like 12 art prints to an auction. I think my art brought in 60,000 at that auction.
Wow.
The
See, guys, see,
used.
I'm telling you about his art. I am telling you guys for the
I
last
know.
few weeks
It's
about this man's
collectible.
art. You need to get some art from the commandersartist.com.
We
Use
got
my
an
name,
offer.
Amber, and you can save some money.
We got an offer.
You did.
I got an offer, and I ain't selling it. And you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Oh my gosh. Praise the Lord, Mike.
Can you keep going?
Praise the Lord. That is
I'm
so
like,
cool.
yeah, he came up to us in San Diego. Is that the last event we were at together?
That's the
San
one we
Diego.
were together. Yeah, San
Yeah, that's
Diego.
it. Yeah,
But then they had the one
some
in Oregon
guy,
just a couple weeks ago.
he saw that. And like I've been telling everybody, I don't think Trump signed art. I don't believe they do. And he saw that and he said the same thing. And he's looking at it, he goes, you know, that's worth about 500,000. I know you're
Wow.
crazy. Yeah,
Wow.
like he's looking at it going, thinking about buying it, making an offer. And I'm like, I ain't selling it because that's signed to me. It doesn't have my name on it, but it was a gift to
Right for
me.
you.
So it's going to stay with my family. So anyways, make the story, long story short. I had four prints. So I figured, okay, I'm going to have one for him, which he took. One, hopefully he'll sign it that I can keep. I was going to get one for General Flynn, he can keep. And then one for a charity auction.
So next time, I don't know if I'm going to the next tour in Myrtle Beach yet, but if, do it for me, I'll pay you. I want a signed copy from Eric Trump. Oh my God, that would be so cool.
I'll get it for you. I'll
That
try
would
to
be
get it
so
for you.
cool.
What size do you want?
Whatever you're willing to
Well,
do.
no, I mean, 11
That
by four.
picture, that size is nice, and but if it's
Oh,
too
you want the
big,
big one. You want a
well,
big one.
a small one would be fine too. I'm happy with the small.
Personally, I'm in the bigger the better.
Well,
This is too small for
naturally.
me. 24 by 36 is too
I
small.
like
I'd
that
rather
size.
have it. Yeah, I'd rather have 53 by 80.
Oh, I
I
like
mean,
that
I like
size.
when the wall is got the piece on it and it's a mind blower when you see it done that way. And
Well,
then you
my,
put your
but
little pictures around it, but you have the master big one, you know.
you know what would be really cool is if I can finally get my hands on my favorite one you did and have General Flynn sign it.
Yeah, I can take. I already have one of those signed.
Yeah, I would like that.
So you want one? I'll get you one.
I would
And it
like that
won't
one.
cost you. It won't cost you half a million.
Hey,
You get.
show the people that dream one that is my absolute favorite that.
Well, first the one I wanted to show you. This is the one that brought in
Ooh.
13,500.
That is so cool.
Okay. And that was at I think Kentucky. Okay, let's get out of this one. Which one are we looking for?
The dream.
Here's the big one, another almost 15,000. But this is called Triumphant Return,
That's cool.
the 19th president. But see, all my paintings got something to do with 19, or you see, like his hat size 19. He's not a 19. There's symbols in all my work. You just got to find them. That's Clay Clark. I did a Clay Clark. Let's see here.
Oh, Clay Clark, did he see that one?
Oh, he has it.
That's
Here it
awesome.
is. Is
Oh,
this the
this is
one?
my absolute favorite.
Here, let's put it out here.
Oh, I
Okay,
want that
this
one
isn't the
so
one.
bad.
This is the, let's see, where's the one? Here it is, the finished one.
That's the one I want so bad. I love that one. Now read the story behind it. It's wait, before you even told me the story, I
Yeah,
was already picking
well, it
up what you were
was.
putting out, and I
Well, hold
loved it.
on. It starts out like this. I get a message from Flynn, General Flynn. He says, "Hey, Mike, I got this image in my head, you know," and he shows me a picture of something that some other artist did. And I said, "I can't copy no one's art." He says, "No, I'm just kind of showing you what I'm seeing. Can you do?" And then he starts explaining the story to me. And he said at the end, he goes, just throw in all your, just use your creativity. I said, okay. I got some information from him. Like, what do you want? Oh, I want a flag. I want the water. I want the sun. Let's see if I could do this. Breaking through the horizon of the storm here. You see the storm? You know, showing hope. Okay. So this is what he had in his vision, or I don't know if it's a vision or in his mind. He says, looking at the picture, I'm going to explain it to you. See if I can make this a little smaller. Can you see it now? It says, here's General Flynn, word, quote unquote, word for word. It appears that the last of the highest mountains in the United States is about to be engulfed by the rising waters of a socialist tide. Do you see it? However, the strength and resilience of America's tree of liberty will never let this happen. Americans understand, once covered, this beacon of freedom to the world can no longer grow and thrive. Every liberty we cherish will drive away lost to tyranny. Okay, wait a minute. Every liberty we cherish will drift away, lost to tyranny, the enemy of freedom. But fear not, American resilience will survive this storm. As the leaves of false traitors, see it, are shaken mm-hmm. from the tree of life, mm-hmm. the true patriots is left intact and growing stronger by the day. Seeing the sun rising, providing necessary warmth and light to America is our hope for an even brighter future. And each patriot's spirit increases as the ocean swirls, because their faith in God brings each renewed strength to weather this storm.
I love it so much.
Well, that's on the certificate.
I want that picture so bad. That really, when I saw it in San Diego, and that was one of the pictures you were auctioning off, I wanted it really bad. There was another one that was gorgeous.
See, it's going to be on the certificate.
I love
the writing,
that. I love story. That so much.
I don't know if I can get it in there. Oh, someone's texting me. But it comes with a certificate.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so I want you to also share with us that really beautiful picture of the Revolutionary War with Donald Trump and General Flynn, because you have a couple of them like that, and I think they're gorgeous. One of them was in the San Diego tour that was being auctioned off, but you have a few other ones too. Can you show us? Can you?
I got to find it here. These are the auction prints here. You know, I did.
No, there Christy. Was that one with the Rev. Oh, I love Christy. She's a friend Christy. Of mine. That's a cool picture. Did she see that?
Yeah, they auctioned it off in McAllen, Texas. She never got it. I handed it to her for like 10 minutes and it sold for like $3,500.
So for my viewers, she's Christine Hutchinson. She's been on my program before. She is Women Fighting for America and she's down at the border a lot. That's cool. That looks just like her.
Well, kind of. Women. No. Fighting for America. She thought I did her logo wrong. It's supposed to be WFFA. And I said, really? Isn't that the same thing? The four women fighting for America? I just put the F4 in there instead. So let me get out of this one.
No,
they're all these. Okay.
Yeah, I love that one. I want
here's
one
the
so
newest
bad.
One. It's coming out. I just want to show it to you. I shouldn't.
I like this. You showed it to me in San Diego, and I like it so much. Well,
this is the newest one. I went through and did a lot more corrections. Thank you, Mr. President. My future depends on you. She's got Mama Bears inspired. The Mama Bears.
Iowa Mama Bears. Uh-huh.
She's got her thank you letter that she wants to bring him. She's from 2045. She's from the future, see?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going back to the past, and there's Trump sitting and resting against a tree, having a coffee. And she's going, thank you. And he's listening intensely to her.
Yes, I love that.
Letting him know that what he's doing is making a difference.
Making a difference.
Right.
Yes.
And his flag is still only a 13-star flag back.
Oh, I love that.
So that's the newest print that's going to be coming up for auction. Only 10 of these are ever made, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Just so you know, all those auction prints you saw, once gets to 10, there's no more ever made. So
I need to get that dream before you don't make
well,
it.
Well, that's the auction one. We only auctioned off one so far.
Okay.
We haven't done, that's the big one. That's 36 by 24.
I don't need that big of one. I just want one. I don't know.
You want a non-collectible one.
Sure.
That's
because it's so, I love that one so much. I can't stop thinking about it since I met you.
Here's another one I'm working on.
Oh, that's cool.
Heart of a Lion.
So for my audio only listeners, yes.
It's got a black border. But you could see it. They almost kind of look alike.
They do, the lion and Donald Trump.
The hair,
yes.
Because of the hair, I was looking at it. And I go, you know, he's got that pouty. So does the lion.
Yes.
See, most people don't notice it, but.
It's true.
The hair and the mouth line. I mean, the way he's got that, you know, that look. All right. So that was another new one that's going to be coming out soon. Where are all my art? Here's one I did of just General Flynn.
That's a good one. He looks so good there.
Yeah. This one took a long time to get right.
I like what you did with the dove and the eagle. I think that's really cool.
Well, he's trying to do everything peacefully, but he's trying to do it constitutionally. See, I don't know if people understand what's going on here, but I'm telling you what it is. And there's another one. This is a good one. I did. Nobody's seen these. This is the first time these are being seen by you, by the way.
Wow, that's so cool.
So just so you
right
know,
on the Amber May show.
Yeah, look, stop construction order by President Biden, right? Here comes Trump cruising
along.
Couldn't
you just put former Vice President Joe Biden on there?
Yeah, it says order by President Joe Biden. Stop construction. I know, it should have been Administrator Biden.
Or former Vice President Joe Biden. Yeah. I like that one. He looks like a cowboy.
Well, right. He comes riding along, to check on his wall, and he sees they stopped. Border governor are yellow belly cowards, because the border governors have the ability, they can bypass the federal government. They're independent, the state. The state could say, you know what, I don't care what you say, we're building the wall. But these governors are yellow belly cowards. And that's basically what he's doing. He's coming by and he's seeing in that state that they didn't continue the wall because, they knuckled under Biden. They're yellow belly cowards. That's what this one's about. And there's the eagle over there. Like, what's going on? I put him in the background. He's riding with his flag like you see on the truckers when they got the flag in the back.
Yes. Yeah. I love this one.
Man, that face took forever to get right.
I believe it.
I mean, I worked and worked and worked.
That when I look at his face, it's kind of almost like a sad look in his eyes. Like, wow, they stopped the border wall. They protect America.
I could have put a tear, I still made. These aren't never been released.
I would not touch it. I think it's gorgeous the way it is.
Yeah, I forgot about this. Here's the one I'm doing for his retirement. I shouldn't show you it, but here it is. Congratulations on your retirement, Lieutenant General Michael T. Flynn, 33 years of honorable service. Hoorah!
Hoorah!
And he's with his Army flag.
That's awesome.
So there he is again.
That's so cool.
So that's going to be a gift for him.
That's so cool.
Hey, I did. What's her name? Karen Kingston.
Oh, you did. That's cool.
Yeah, I did her. She wanted to be. And then I redid her again because I didn't like her face. And then I came up with this one.
That's cool.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she's a doctor.
Okay. No, she's not a doctor. She's she worked for Pfizer, but she does the research.
Well, yeah, I assume she was a doctor, but I know she did Pfizer stuff. I assume because she's a scientist.
Yeah, truth seeker, Karen Kingston.
I thought she had a PhD or something.
Did you see this one? Another new one. Man, I shouldn't be showing you all these new ones. I got
You can show me. We're friends.
Yeah, but I don't want the public to see them yet. Look at the
stolen. Well, the public's got to see them. It's on the Amber May show.
I know now.
I like that.
This is called The Stolen.
Now, let me ask you, why?
And look what it says at the bottom.
See you soon. I love that.
I'm the only one who can truly make America great again.
Now, why did you pick Andrew Jackson in that picture? See, that's the one. Trump's spying.
He loves that guy. Yeah. He loves that guy. Yeah. This is another one. Him and the general. And it's
that
called,
one, but remember, there's another one like this one that you had in San Diego.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, I wish
I had. You can't find that one. I love that one.
I got the Santa Christmas one.
That's funny.
Durham's report, traitors list coming out 2021. Trust the plan. Okay.
So President Trump likes Andrew Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I got canceled. You got to read it.
Hillary to Obama, corner pocket for the win.
For the win. Beer and a Coke among friends. Remember, he drinks Coke. Yeah, I took an old commercial, poster and I made that. I thought that was hysterical.
That's the one, Trump Cannon. I think isn't that the one that you had in San Diego? No, not that one.
No,
that wasn't it. But
that's with
cool
all
looking.
Of them.
That's
even Mike cool Lindell. Looking. There's Mike Lindell. I put a little white beanie on his head.
I did it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he loved that.
Let's see here. I have to go back in. Now, this is a good one. I don't know if many people have seen this one. It's called He's One of Us. This is Donald Trump painting the mural.
That's cool.
So he's the painter.
That's cool.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I thought I'd show you that one. What one are you talking about? I have so many.
It was like they were on the battlefield. Oh, that's cool.
That's Barron and Donald Trump.
Oh, that's
really
cool. And
he's telling him about how the government is based biblically or Christian wise. And he's showing, see, that's coming out of the Bible, the government.
Yes.
It says, you know, our children should be educated and instructed in the principles of freedom. So he's trying to educate his own children, which is good. We should all be doing that. I'm trying to see which one you're talking about. This is my favorite one from my cold dead hands. This one took me forever because his neck to make him not look so, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Thinned him down a little.
Mm-hmm.
This is from my cold dead hands. That's that one we saw a lot of. I don't know why. Oh, Rush Limbaugh. This one I think is going to go in his museum.
Oh, that's cool.
I think General Flynn is sending it to his wife.
That would be sweet. Oh, you did a good job. You did a really good job on that one.
But I can't. Are you talking about this one? Fight Like a Flynn?
It was not Fight Like a Flynn, but it was very similar to that one.
Look,
I think maybe it was this one. Was it this one? No, they were on the battlefield. They were on the battlefield. And there was bushes by them. It was him and General Flynn looking at the enemy. They were on the battlefield.
This one.
Nope, not that one.
Oh,
but I like that.
The meeting. This one's called The Meeting.
Oh, I like that.
And look in the background. What's in the background?
The Capitol
building. Yeah, and look where they're at. They're out in the woods, you know, outside, planning to take back this
in the dead of winter, which really happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. The trend was that Cannon one with all of
right
them
here?
Again?
This is the one you're probably thinking of, right?
Nope, that's not the one. I think it's pretty cool how you were able to.
Oh,
that's
this
the one.
One.
That's the one. No, it's like that one, but with President Trump. That one with President Trump.
Oh, there's two of these. There's two versions.
Two of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one is with Lynn Wood until he flew the coop.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should even say he flew the coop. I just don't know what he's doing.
I don't even understand that. But that one, that picture, but President Trump. I love that one.
I really love
that one.
I think we only saw the very first one. I don't even see it in here.
That means you'll have to remake it, but put Donald Trump in it because that was really good.
Here's one I was working on. I got hundreds, if not thousands already.
Okay, so going back to your days in Hollywood, what kind of art did you... Ooh, that's cool. I didn't see that one.
Fighting for Freedom. Well, look who's in it. And these two. So
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to put that out there.
I probably wouldn't.
I was going to put this out there. It's called Future Proofs Past, The Return of the Delaware Crossing.
I love that. Look at Eric Trump is in the middle and you have Dan Bongino. Why do you have AG? Why do you have the former AG?
Hold on.
Because he kind of did us
hold
wrong.
On. Well, at the time he didn't, but hold on. I showed this to General Flynn. He goes, I wouldn't sell that or put that out there. I go, why? He goes, I see too many traitors in that boat.
That's exactly what I see.
So I never put that out.
Ooh, look at that one from Scarlett. Man.
Here's Robert Davi. This is one portrait I did for him. Robert Davi. And then you remember, I don't know if you remember her. God,
her face looks familiar.
Yeah, she's a Hollywood singer. And you know who this is, right?
Who is it?
Oh, come on. Look at it. Stand with my father. Hold the line.
Oh, wow. That's gorgeous.
You know who that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Who?
Donald Trump's daughter.
Her name?
I don't know.
Ivanka.
I was going to say Ivanka, all but right. I was like, maybe I'm saying the wrong name. He has so many kids. I can't keep him. It's like the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God. You guys are funny. You know who this is, right? Boy Griffin, Cowboys for Trump.
Ooh.
I did one for him. He's got this one. Like I said, I got a lot of them in here. So
how did you get tied up with Hollywood? How did that all start? How did they find out about you?
Well, I was reaching out to these big actors to come on. I think at the time was the War Drummer show. you know, I didn't know anybody in the podcast business. So I would reach out to them and say, hey, would you come on over and, you know, what do you think about what's going on? You know, I was doing that, you know, and it's pretty easy to reach a lot of these people. It's just, you don't realize it is a little persistence and you can get to the right person to get you to the person. I mean, it's easy to do, but I didn't know that at one time. You know, I didn't know that, you know, until I actually had to reach out to someone. I said, man, this was too easy. I wonder if I could do this with such and such. And sure enough, it worked there too. And I said, man, this is easy, you know, but once in a while, it's tough. You just can't get through. They got what they call a gatekeeper. Mm-hmm. You got to go through the gatekeeper. And Sydney Powell, now I got to know her. She's really sweet, but she had a gatekeeper. And once the gatekeeper liked me, I can get through. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a video game. If you can sweeten and make them happy and they like you, the gatekeeper, then you got an opening. Otherwise, they keep you at bay unless the person they're gatekeeping for says, yeah, let them in. You see, so that's a lot going on. There's a lot of gatekeepers. I didn't realize that.
Do you still sell art that you made for these Hollywood actors and singers?
No, those are all one-offs. I don't sell their art. That's one-off to them. And not all of them are gifts. I don't charge them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't charge anyone. I do it as a gift.
Well, that's nice.
You know, it's the mafia side of my family. You know, now you owe me, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I need you to do something.
I got a favor.
Yeah, I need a favor. Yeah, one day I have to call in all the favors, right?
Yeah, that's right. So when did you become a precinct committeeman? Oh, by the way, before we get started, where can people find your artwork?
You can go to thecommandersartist.com.
Thecommandersartist.com. The links will be in the description.
Oh, well,
It's also on my website under promos at theambermayshow.com. If you use my name, Amber, you will save some money there at checkout. So get that artwork. It's really pretty.
You get a percentage off her work. I think they're set up for 10 or 15%. I don't know what it's set up for, but it is set up. You do get a discount.
Awesome.
Your customers. What I was going to say, you need to go to the www.theplan.today for committeemen, people that want to get involved and become a committeeman. All the research is there for each state. You just got to do a little digging and you'll find the phone number. And what you want to do is find your
legislative district.
Your district. Yeah. We call it district. We call it something else here. Oh my God. Florida's a little different.
Oh really?
District. And then you got the internal of that district. It's, oh my God, I'm having
precinct?
A brain fart.
Are you talking precinct? About precinct?
Your precinct. Oh my God. We're talking about precinct committeemen. We don't even know what I'm talking about.
In Arizona, the way it works is you go to your legislative district meetings and then you can sign up. You can find your precinct there within the legislative district and sign up to become a precinct.
Right. I have 5 precincts in my district. You see how it's broken up. Okay. Mm-hmm. In my precinct, we have 10,000. You ready for this? Plus or minus 10,000 veterans who don't vote, but are registered Republicans, but don't vote at all. 10,000. Can you imagine?
That would be a major swing in our direction if we got those 10,000 votes.
Exactly. So that was the reason my son, he's also joined, you know, took the pledge. See, you take the pledge, but here's what's good about doing this. You're not voted in by people.
You just go
to the meeting. It depends on your state. You may have to get 2 or 3 signatures of your friends or someone to verify.
10.
Okay, yeah. 10. And then you swear in, right? Mm-hmm. And now you're a committeeman with one legit RNC vote in your hand. You actually have the power in your hand. Mm-hmm. This is how we take the country back. I've been asking and begging Flynn to let me be a speaker about this, but, you know, I just can't get on the Clay Clark show.
That's weird. I'm surprised.
I mean, it's the most important thing.
It is.
And then we got President Trump just coming out talking about, you need to be precinct committeeman. We're short 200,000, if not maybe a little less, maybe now a little more. I don't know the statistics, but the Democrat side is completely filled. No wonder they win all the time.
Well, in Arizona, I don't think they have as many as Republicans. There's more Republican precinct committeemen than there is Democrats.
That's good. And yet that's you lost good. And yet they cheated in Arizona.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
I sent you my show that I did about Attorney General Mark Brnovich and his preliminary findings. And I'm glad he finally said something because I know what it's been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100,000 to 200,000 that did not have chain of custody. And so
that's right.
That's bad. And how much did Donald Trump lose in Arizona by?
10,000.
That's right. 10,000. Yeah.
Yeah. So he won. So he won.
For sure he won. We knew he won because if you lived in Arizona, every house had a Trump flag. You had the reason why he started having outdoor events was because when he was coming here to in the beginning before he got elected and he was like getting these buildings and the buildings were wrapped around four times around and people were standing in line for hours and were turned away because they couldn't see him. And that was so frustrating for someone like me. So when he was campaigning, me and my husband, my mom went out really early, not earlier as some people that actually got in, but we were out there 2 or 3 hours before the event and it was wrapped four times around the building. Not on the same time that was happening, we were kind of being attacked by the left.
Yeah.
Because I felt threatened. Actually, I felt like my life was threatened because I was waiting for them to physically attack us that are standing in line.
Well, don't you find that kind of odd? Americans want to attack Americans. I mean, that's insane. We're all Americans. We're all entitled to our opinion. But all of a sudden, you can't have one.
Right.
So, yeah.
It never would have crossed my mind if I would have saw Joe Biden supporters. It never would have crossed my mind to threaten them or to make them feel unsafe. And then
we don't do that because we're Americans. We believe in the Constitution. You can have your opinion. And I can have my opinion. You may not agree, but that's the whole point. That's the whole point of being self-governed under a constitution where you have freedom. We can discuss ideas without being violent.
Right.
Because you don't agree. Because if that's the case, then Congress would be killing each other every day because they would have got violent, but they don't. They negotiate, they talk, they may not see it. So they keep working on each other to see their view. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, America. You can't go anywhere in the world and do this. Mm-mm. Only here you could do it.
Right.
But what I want to tell you about President Trump and the election, I personally, this is my personal belief. He let it happen under his watch to lose. Because if you can't show the people what's really happening, you just tell them, they would say, Trump just wants power. Trump actually said, you know what? I'll take the bullet, let it go down, let them see what they've been doing to the Americans for 50, 60 or more years, how corrupt. So he had to take the bullet for us. Okay. I don't think it's over for him, but I think he took it to awaken the nation of how corrupt our system is. People are like shocked that they're seeing what they're seeing. And then they're going to be more coming out, more stuff coming out.
Oh,
and somewhere in the end, he's going to come back, Trump.
Oh,
and now he'll
sure.
come back under a legit voting system. Because now a lot of states are calling for what? That you could never get a voter ID card. They're passing them in different states. We couldn't get that before. That would never have happened unless Trump did what he did. I still believe Trump did it to save America. He let himself lose for you and me to see how corrupt they were. Because we never would have saw it.
Well,
Showing is believing.
The whole election of 2020 was really the best thing that could have happened to us because you were right. We've had election fraud for some time. And when Obama got elected for a second term, I was really skeptical about that. I'm like, how the heck?
Did he beat Mitt Romney? Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone was sick of him at that point, and yet he wins by a huge majority again.
Yeah, and he screwed up the healthcare system. Remember, they were slamming that through, and they're like, and then we'll read it later.
Yeah.
And then we'll read it later.
Oh, my God, I've never heard of such nonsense in
Let's
government.
Pass it,
we'll pass
and then
a bill
we'll read
that no one read that could say, hey, we're going to execute every American citizen, and we passed the bill to do it because I didn't read it, so now it's there. It's law. Who does that?
I don't know. But
People
that
who
one,
hate America.
that one
Okay.
bill has screwed up the American people, and healthcare became outrageously expensive.
And now we
Remember,
put a
it was.
pedophile,
Yes. Oh, man.
What do you call it?
On the bench on the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I forgot her name now.
Kajani Brown Jackson, something like that.
Yeah, and it'd take an act of God to ever get her to recuse herself.
Well,
that's never
here's
going
the
to
thing,
happen.
Mike. Here's the thing that could happen. Okay,
I don't
I'm
think it
wishful
will, but
thinking. I'm wishful thinking here. Here's
yeah.
my wishful thinking. Finally, Attorney General Brnovich came out with something, and he said, yes, there was fraud in the election. Okay, finally, we have something from him. We've been waiting months, and we've been waiting actually over like a year, and that's because the County Board of Supervisors were not cooperating, which they didn't cooperate with the Senate. Okay, so now we have that. Now there is nobody can say that fraud didn't occur in Arizona. We have
Right,
the
go on.
Senate audit, and now we have our Attorney General. Not only that, but we had Robin Voss up in Wisconsin who finally admitted we had fraud in Wisconsin.
Right.
Now,
how many states does he need to what to take
three.
Back?
Three.
Three. So we got one for sure now, right? Arizona.
And
And they're working
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. What's going on with Michigan or Pennsylvania or
That
Georgia?
George, I keep hearing things back and forth.
Stacey Abrams is running against Kemp. If she gets in, and I just left Georgia. I used to live there 10 years. Stacey Abrams gets in, it's it for
done.
Georgia. Georgia's done. That woman is so filthy corrupt.
She is.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. There's citizens here in Arizona that are also trying to push forward with Mark Fincham's resolution to decertify Pima County, Maricopa, and Yuma County. Okay.
Okay.
We have fake Republicans, and you and I have talked about them. They have an R next to their name, but truly they're Democrats.
That's right.
And that's how they steal elections, because our
Right.
state's been a red state, and it's been a red state for a very long time. And how Janet Napolitano ever became governor, to me, I think that's election fraud.
See,
Could it have
they've
been?
been
Sure, maybe, but I just don't
right,
know.
Amber, but they've been doing this for years, and
Right.
I don't know
For
why
years.
Republicans has such a I don't know. They want to call it a
Moral
high
high ground.
standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we're not going to go ahead and run as a Democrat when we're a Republican. But look, you're in a battle. You're in a war. God sent in spies. So you're not really doing anything, you know, that hasn't been done in history before, right? So if you got to play with fire is what I always thought. You know, you fight fire with fire. I mean, if they're going to play that game, they're going to run as a Republican or Democrats. You know what? Then us Republicans are going to run as Democrats.
Especially
And
if you're in California, Oregon,
yeah,
Washington, Colorado, New York, you
like
need
you
to
and me
put a
talked
D.
about, if we can run in our county, we can't get on an R ticket.
I'm
I would
going to
definitely
be a
go
D.
D.
Yes, I
And
would.
then I thought about
Yes, I
that last
would.
night. I said, you know what? I thought about that last night. I said, you know what? Screw the R at all completely. I just run D and be that R in the D and get
There you
everyone
go.
I know
Yes.
to start running as Democrats that are Republicans. Before you know it, we have two parties, but they're both Republicans. Because we've taken over the majority on both sides, right?
Right. Well,
if
there's
we
an
keep losing by
Yes.
five or four votes in Congress, and it's always a Republican that votes against us.
Mitt Romney is not a Republican, and I hope that Utah got wise to it and doesn't reelect him. But even
Right.
still, because of the corrupt election system, I hope if he does get reelected, I hope Utah gets so angry and mad as hell and decides to do an audit in their own state, because
Yeah, you
election
need to.
fraud is in every single state in the United States.
Yes.
They are coming after
Yes.
all of us Republican states. They turn Colorado blue, and once they have you, they don't let go of their power. So Colorado was red for a very long time, and now it's blue. I think there was a lot of Republicans in California, but they got in and they turned it blue.
Yeah.
Our one of the greatest presidents came out of California, Ronald Reagan. You
Right.
know, Arizona, they're doing that too. They want to say we're purple. We're not purple. We've never been purple. We're red.
Right. We're red.
We're
Yeah.
totally red. Our
Yeah.
county board of supervisors in Maricopa County, supposedly they're all Republicans. They don't act like Republicans, but they also
Yeah.
got bought by Zuckerberg money. And what I
Yeah.
like about the Rig 2020 documentary, and you need to watch it if you haven't, it exposes the Zuckerbucks. And
Right.
we had a lot here, and it went to Katie Hobbs, it went to Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, and it went to Pima County.
Yeah.
And so
Well,
I think all those people, if the Attorney General looks into it, hopefully they broke the law. Like, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I hope that there was, because they're really good at like just getting to the point of it's now illegal. They're super good at what they do. Right. I hope they cross the line, because what they did with the Zuckerbucks money, at least in Wisconsin, because this is what the documentary showed, they brought in their own people to run the elections. Outside
right.
people.
Right.
Because there was a string attached to that money. If we're going to give you this money, then we are in control. We are in control.
Right, which and is they illegal. Brought their own- which is illegal.
I would think so.
Now,
I think
I'm going to share with you the screen, if you don't mind, because sure. you were asking me earlier about the plan.today. You go to the third, not the home, not state by state, which is good. State by state, you go on this one, see? You pick your state to find out what you need to be a committeeman. We got that taken care of. But here, I simplified it like this. So if you don't understand, you just go through these little, what do you call, PowerPoints, and read them. It's real quick. It tells you what's going on. It shows you the how we need to fill the seats. You know, this is what we got now, 200,000. We need 400. But anyway, see, there we go. It goes into more detail. That's why it's split. You got to read about it. And then once we fill it with conservatives, look at that. We win every time.
Yep.
Yeah, how to fix, who to call. See, it's all here. I put it all together for you in a quick PowerPoint. And this is what I was telling Flynn. If you could just give me 15 minutes, I can run this whole thing through, you know. But it's on this page. Here, let me go to the homepage so you can see it. It's called the plan.today. Here's where we stand. Current Republican Party is vacant. Look at that. And what we do have, we only have a half as conservative. The other half is moderates. Might as well say Democrats. Mm-hmm. But once we fill this side with true conservatives, look at this. It's 3-1. We win all the time. See, we need to fill those seats. And it's not a lot of work. It's not like you got to do a lot.
No, you don't.
Hey, you like this painting I did?
Enough. I love that.
Yeah. All right, so that's another one. Okay, and here's some videos you can watch. The gentleman that turned me on to this is, he's a lawyer. He started this a while back. I'm trying to think if it's Daniel. I think his first name is Daniel. He's been really good. He said, Mike, take it and run with it, because we got to get this out there. And I think I used his video to help people. Let's see here.
Legislative district is made up of a number of precincts.
See?
Here's a map of my legislative district.
It's real short.
And here's my precinct down here. And this, again, is in Tempe, Arizona.
Oh,
there
where
are
I live.
30 legislative districts within the state of Arizona. And 18 of them are within completely or partly Maricopa County. Each party can determine how to organize their precinct committees. Where I live in Maricopa County, Arizona, our precinct committeemen meet monthly at legislative district committee meetings where officers are elected.
1 hour.
All precinct committeemen in the county have the right to attend the county meeting and vote to elect the county officers.
See?
The county committee also meets monthly. Precinct committeemen also have the right to be elected as delegates to the party's state and national conventions. Mm-hmm. Each party's national and state organizations have bylaws and rules that govern these rights. Thank you.
And right, see,
so that's
why
just one video.
Let me tell you why that's important, because our RNC, national RNC, is compromised.
Yeah.
So we need good conservatives like you, like me, to be right. able to make our rank up to the state level so that right. we can go to the national level and affect our party. So I think we have a pretty decent party in Arizona, but we don't give like to the national convention because they're corrupt people up
right.
there.
Right.
And doesn't mean that all the state levels are, but on the national scale, we have some people in charge that aren't good. So you and I and the rest of the precinct committeemen, as we like, I'm a county level. I didn't try to run for state, but I was
no,
part
I'm
of
a
the,
county. Yeah, county level. Too.
I was
yeah,
part county, of the right. vote to vote the people into the state level from my county.
Right.
And I got a say so in who I thought should go.
Right.
So
there you go.
And you know, I gotta say, in my county, as far as how is our Republican Party going to run in the county I live in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it and was maybe so much have, fun meeting you.
Have more of my stuff set up for you. This is like off the wall, off the cuff. We decided to do this, right? Mm-hmm. So follow Amber. That's what I'm going to tell you guys. She's going to be, I think you're going to be covering how to become a precinct committeeman on your shows too, right?
Yes.
I would think, is there anybody other than yourself that in your state that's a committeeman that you know?
Mm-hmm.
You bring them on the show and maybe you two guys talk about it for your state. Because it sounds like Maricopa County still has a lot of empty seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots. That would be excellent, you know. And
but
again,
we need this nationwide movement. Flynn,
if he would come on your show, as we were talking earlier.
Thank you.
You met him already, mm-hmm. I take it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we'll see what we can do there. Because like I said, we helped Doug out. So maybe we can do the same with you, because we need more people, you know, that kind of podcast that can build up volumes of followers to get the word out. Because mm-hmm. General Flynn's whole concept was, he told me one day, was somehow, how do we get all these individual podcasters all working as like one? And I thought, wow, that's a great idea. So
great
we would
idea.
All have to be working in unison, you know, yep. So when he puts something out, we repeat it.
That's right.
All of them. So whatever the news may be. Now my earplug will not stay in. I don't know what's going on. It's kicking.
It's
kicking itself
state.
Out.
It's saying, deep
I gotta,
state.
I gotta go.
Hey, Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Remember, guys, go to thecommandersartist.com. Support a Patriot veteran. He's a veteran from the Air Force. Support a veteran and support another Patriot. And use my name, Amber, and you get a discount. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
The show gets benefited. You get benefited. And
charities get benefited. Yes.
We get a love on Mike and his family. And so thank you, Mike.
Amber, it was sweet to be on the show. I wish we could talk another hour. But
Me too.
I got things to do, but I'm sure you do too. So, hey, say hi to your mom for me.
I will. And say hi to your wife for me. Take
All right,
care.
Guys. Hey, nice talking to you. Hey, bye, audience.
Bye-bye.
Hey, don't forget, Eric is in the house. Go to the next event. He'll be there. All right. Bye.
Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I just got an Infinity box right here, and I thought I'd open it right in front of you because this is what I've been talking about in the last few of my shows. I've been talking about a product that I ordered to help burn fat, but also help with my skin issues. And now that I'm almost 40, I'm starting to get wrinkles in places that I've never gotten wrinkles before. And women, let's be real, under the eye is the worst part for women where they start getting wrinkles. And then their hands, the back of their hands, because a woman's hands tells her age. And so what I got is I got this packet. This specific one is for fat burning and for your skin. So if you have skin issues, maybe you have a scar, maybe you have wrinkles, whatever that skin issue is, I got this packet and it came in a box, and then it comes like with this packet right here. So here's this oil that you're going to use. Let me open it up. I'm opening it up right in front of you guys. So this is kind of exciting. This is new to me. I found it through a fellow podcaster. I love Doug Mellon. He's awesome. So this is called the Muscadine Seed Oil. It's from Infinity. And what you can do is before your meal, you're going to take a few drops in your dropper. So you'll just open this up and put, see this dropper right here? You're going to put that in your mouth. And that's before a meal. And it's going to block any fat that you might have to deal with. And let's be real, the older you get, the more fat you have to deal with. Ugh. So fat burner right here. And then what you do is in your nighttime routine, do your nighttime routine, whatever that looks like for you, and then put a few drops on your hands and then put it all over your face. And so that's going to help with all your skin issues, make you look younger, make your face glow. If you have like scarring, acne, whatever that is, this is like a 2-in-1 product. And then use it on the back of your hands. That's what I plan on doing too, because my age is starting to show in the back of my hand. And then we have the supplement. Supplement's gonna help with all like your health issues that you might have, or to help make sure you don't have health issues. So this is gonna be good for overall for your body. This is like a great supplement for overall health in your body. And so you're gonna take that too. So that's what I got in my box. Now get this, because they partnered with the Amber May Show, you're getting a massive discount. If you go to timelesspack.com, let me make sure I got that right, timelesspack.com, use promo code Amber May, one word, you're going to get almost half off. This package is over $200 and you're going to get almost half off, so the savings going directly onto you. Now if I'm also on a weight loss journey, and so if you're like me, and not only do you want to make sure you look healthy and you look young, like, come on, do any of us really want to look old? No, we want to keep that youthful appearance as long as possible. So if you want your youthful appearance, you're going to get the Timeless Pack. But if you also are looking to lose weight this season or this year or right now, maybe summer's coming, ladies. Summer's coming, men. We can get rid of that belly. So they have all kinds of starter packs to help with your weight loss goals. So if you want to get that starter pack, the links are going to be in the description for both the Timeless Pack and the weight loss package. There's like weight loss coffee. Can you go wrong with weight loss coffee? The shakes, I am told, are phenomenal. I cannot wait to get my hands on them. That's going to be like my next order I place. If you want the weight loss packet, all you have to go is amermay.myinfinity.com. Again, the links are going to be in the description. That's amermay.myinfinity.com. So let's look and feel our best. Let's lower our weight. That way we can lower the chance of getting diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, whatever that is. Let's just feel our best. Let's get that energy going. And you can get all those right there at amermay.myinfinity.com. Get your Timeless Pack so you can get your, you know, bust that fat. You know, get rid of that fat by taking some drops of this, and then keep your skin looking so beautiful. So I am excited to try this at night. I could not wait to get my box, so I got it today. And you can get this at thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May. Well, hey, I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Always, always like, share, and subscribe. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'd love to sit and chat with you there. And then visit me on the web at theamermayshow.com. I will see you on the next episode.